Jeremiah chapter 37, Jeremiah's witness and imprisonment. Jeremiah chapter 37 and 38 are closely connected. The first part of the second division consisted of prophecies, prayers, messages, and warnings. Jeremiah 37 begins the historical part. Jeremiah 37 verses 1 through 5. These three kings, Zedekiah, Coniah, and Jehoiakim, were in the time of transition. Zedekiah and the people refused to listen to God's word, even as people do today. There is nothing new under the sun. Ecclesiastes 1:9. Zedekiah sent unto Jeremiah and asked him to pray on their behalf. People may be pious and request prayer, but nevertheless they do reject God. Lately our president prayed, but his prayer was without Christ and without the blood. Pharaoh's army assisted the Jews, and Nebuchadnezzar's army left from besieging Jerusalem. This encouraged the children of Israel. Jeremiah 37 verses 6 through 10. Then came the word of God to Jeremiah with a, "Thus saith the Lord." This shows the power of God and the certainty of the fulfillment of his word. He speaks plainly, not to be deceived, "For the Chaldeans shall not depart." Why? Because God says so. Jeremiah was God's mouthpiece. God is ruling in spite of the evil that is manifested. People almost sneer when you speak of God's righteous reign, which is coming upon this sin-cursed world. Jeremiah chapter 37 verses 11 through 21. Jeremiah could not even take a rest. When he tried to go home, he was wrongly accused of escaping to the Chaldeans, and was treated roughly and put in a dungeon. Some of God's loved slaves cannot do what they want, just like Jeremiah. Zedekiah secretly inquired of Jeremiah concerning the word of God. King Zedekiah had respect for the prophet because he never compromised. Jeremiah told him the truth, that he would be delivered into the hands of the king of Babylon. Jeremiah asked him for the reason of his imprisonment. Zedekiah commanded that better treatment should be given him. The city was in a siege and the bread was getting scarce, but he received a loaf of bread every day. Jeremiah chapter 38. Jeremiah's witness and imprisonment concluded. Jeremiah 38 verses 1 through 6. The princes were against the prophet because they were afraid that he weakened the morale of the people. He sought the glory of God, therefore he was hated. If you continually put the Lord first, people will pick on you. Weak Zedekiah allowed them to do what they desired. The more God is using you, the more you suffer. They cast Jeremiah into a dungeon, and he sank into the mire. Jeremiah 38 verses 7 through 28. An Ethiopian rescued him, but Jeremiah told the same old story of judgment. Zedekiah secretly swore to protect him. All he did was done in secret. In Jeremiah 38, we see that he was afraid. If he had listened to God, he could have saved himself and the people all the trouble and the burning of the temple and of the city. He rejected his last chance. He was afraid of the mockery. Oh, how many people are afraid to witness the truth. What is mockery? Jeremiah besought Zedekiah to obey, but in vain. To obey God brings blessings. To disobey brings troubles. The princes knew of his private interview with the king and inquired about it. Jeremiah saw his prophecy fulfilled. Jeremiah chapter 39. Jerusalem captured. Jeremiah 39 verses 1 through 2. In Jeremiah 38, Nebuchadnezzar's army retreated because Pharaoh's army had come up, and the people thought Jeremiah's prophecy had come to naught. Jeremiah 39 is the climax. Nebuchadnezzar returned in the 10th month. In Hebrew, Tebeth is the first new moon of January. See Esther 2 verse 16 of the 9th year. It was fulfilled as God declared it. The city was captured in the 11th year of Zedekiah in the 4th month, the 9th day. This is an important date. The Jews fast on that day. Jeremiah 39 verse 3. The names of princes were official titles of Babylon. Jeremiah 39 verses 4 through 10. This is typical history of the end time. Zedekiah was captured. What sufferings he did bring upon his children. It is terrible to disobey God knowingly. He was afraid to obey God because he was afraid of men's faces. He was taken blind to Babylon. David said, "Deliver me from fear of men." The poor were left in the land and were given the vineyards and fields. The poor had nothing and lost nothing. They gained through the captivity. Jeremiah 39, verses 11 through 14. Jeremiah was forgotten by the people, but God remembered him. God will not forsake those who are true to his word. A great king took notice of him. Jeremiah could take his choice to stay in the land or leave. Jeremiah 40, verses 2 through 5. Not another could do that. He chose to stay with the poor in Jerusalem. Jeremiah 39, verses 15 through 18. A message of good came to Abed-Melech because he put his trust in the Lord. He was a Gentile, while Jeremiah was a Jew. In the end time, God will protect both Jew and Gentile who put their trust in God. Jeremiah chapter 40. Jeremiah with Gedaliah in Mizpah. Jeremiah 40 and the four following chapters, 41, 42, 43, and 44, contain a distinct account of what passed in the land of Judah from the capture of Nebuchadnezzar to the retreat of the remnant to Egypt. Clark's commentary. Jeremiah 40, verses 1 through 12. This is a wonderful, true story of a faithful man. Oh, how few faithful men there are. God was faithful to Jeremiah when everyone turned against him. God released him when he was forsaken by all men. His bands were loosed. He had the privilege of choosing whether to stay in Palestine or go to Babylon. He had the opportunity to become a great man in Babylon, but he stayed with his own poor people in Judah. Jeremiah remained to the last true to God. He dwelt with the people. Let me dwell with God's people, and I am content. All the land of Palestine was invaded by Nebuchadnezzar. The influential were destroyed or taken captive, but a remnant of the poor were left in the land. God saved that little company. The captain of the Babylonian guard acknowledged God, who brought all this evil on Israel's land because of their sins. We can say the same thing of the conditions of today. God's judgment is upon the people because they have forsaken God. Gedaliah, whose name means Yah has become great, or one that is worthy of exaltation, was an honest man. The remnant of the people who escaped when the rumor of captivity went around returned to him. He advised them and said, "Fear not to serve the Chaldeans." He dwelt at Mizpah, the watchtower, a wonderful place to dwell. He told them to gather food, etc. Jeremiah 40, verses 13 through 16. One brought word to Gedaliah that a certain Jew sent by the king of Ammon intended to slay him, but he could not believe it and refused to kill the supposed assassin. His father, Ahikam, Jeremiah 39, 14, the son of Shaphan, had previously saved Jeremiah's life from his enemies.